In my church, in our church in Rosario, your church in Rosario, if the microphone is not there, I can just talk loud. I got new glasses, so it's a little scary because I can actually see you now. Maybe I liked it better before. No. I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean that you're scary looking. I mean, well, a couple, but Matthew, this is the South American Latino afternoon here. We've had, of course, different guys sharing all through the convention. And I keep waiting for the translator. I guess I don't have to do that. Matthew chapter 11. It's so awesome to be with you here. Matthew 11 and verse 28. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So, you're laboring and you're heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You labor and you have a burden. You have a burden to carry. But notice that he doesn't say, I want you to stop the labor. It doesn't say, okay, you're laboring, so stop laboring. Or you have a burden, so I'm going to take away the burden. He doesn't say that. He says, I will give you rest. And I was thinking about this. Actually, I was talking with a few people about, like last night. I was with one of the Adidas boys. I think it was the younger. And I was eating, and he was sitting across from me. And he wasn't eating. I don't think he had any strength left to eat. And he was just and I said to him after I finished eating, I said, "Are you tired?" And he went like, am I allowed to admit? Like, actually, of course you're tired. This is the end of convention. Like, you know, is anybody here tired? Like, of course you're tired. You're supposed to be tired. Like, it's not bad. Like, you know, and isn't that, like, it's good, actually, to even hear that and say, yeah, of course I'm tired. I actually am laboring. I have a burden that I'm carrying. It's from God. It's Jesus. Like, he gives me rest, but he doesn't take away the burden. Like, it's with him. He says, "Take my yoke upon you." But you know, like, I went to a doctor a long time ago. I know, like guys my age were supposed to go to doctors relatively frequently, and I don't. I don't remember the last time that I saw one. So you can yell at me afterwards if you want to, like, you know, but it won't make any difference but you can say I told you so someday whenever I'm, you know, sorry for it. And anyway, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. The doctor, like, you go to a doctor. Have you ever been to a doctor and, like, you have a particular thing that you're a little bit worried about? But then the doctor says, "Oh, that's normal." Has anybody had that? Like, don't you feel better after the doctor says that? Like, I do. If the doctor said, "Oh, that's," you know, I went one time to the doctor, and the doctor said, he gave me a shot, and he left the room. And while he was gone, my heart started, like, accelerating, which, you know, like, a lot. And I was very worried because he was gone for like 5 minutes. I don't know, coffee break, whatever. And he came back, and I said, like, and I was looking for him. I'm trying to, the door was, like, there was nothing out there. And I said, finally he came back in, and I said, hey, like, I grabbed his coat. I said, hey, like, my heart. He said, oh, yeah, that's the shot that I just gave you. That was supposed to do that. And I said, well, it would have been nice to tell me it was supposed to do that. But actually, like, you know, when you know that something, this is normal, like it's normal, the tiredness, the labor. In Proverbs 14 and Proverbs 14 and verse 4, it says this, if I can. Where there are no oxen, the manger is clean. I think we all know what it's talking about there, right? How many have an idea about, like, what? Why is it clean? What if you have oxen, then, you know, it only makes sense. We've been talking about animals so much during this. It only makes sense that eventually we would talk about, you know, caca, you know, like, eventually, if we have, you know, you got all these animals, eventually you got to talk about it. But where there are no oxen, then there is no, you know, fill in the blank. But abundant crops come by the strength of the ox. So there is actually work, sweat. There is labor. And I was thinking about this, you know, like in when we're tired, when we're even exhausted, can we be courageous? Like, I need courage when I'm tired. Can I be courageous? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1, it says that we do not faint. But the reason that we do not faint in that verse, it says, having this ministry, having a ministry. And the reason that you have a ministry is because in the last verse of chapter 3, verse 18, it says, like, that we are looking, we are looking, it says, beholding the glory of the Lord. And this is what I was, like, thinking about. It's like, it's this worship that comes from beholding the glory of the Lord that gives us a ministry and the capacity to not faint and to actually take courage. And worship, and this is what I really just want to say this morning, is like, and I just appreciate conventions so much. And I like that we're not in a, I mean, convention, I like camps, I like places where you can, I like places where you can get up in the morning and you're already there and you go to bed at night and you don't have to go somewhere. I mean, I know that many of you are, you know, you're from Baltimore and you're working during, you know, you're working. Like, it's, God bless you, I did it. And like, I wish that everybody could, I wish we could all sleep here at night. You know, or maybe over there, but you have to walk around the fence, like Pastor Michael Toll said, you know. but that we could, like, just, you know, it seems like it's, I like the whole week of convention because we're not in a hurry. Because I think that worship doesn't happen when I'm in a hurry. Like, hurry up and worship God. You know, like Elijah, you ever read like that chapter, like 1 Kings 18, where Elijah is, like, he lets the prophets of Baal do their thing for some time. And he doesn't, by the way, he's not preparing the altar while that's happening. Like, he waits until that's done, and then he says, okay, everybody, you know, like, okay, come draw near over here. By the way, for a lot of people to draw near, it takes time too. So he was very patient, and like, worship was happening. And I believe that, you know, and he took his time, he built the altar, he put the 12 stones. I think that because of the other thing that was happening with the prophets of Baal was not worship. And it was in a hurry. It was very frantic. But then he's not frantic at all. And I think this is what, like, we need times to slow it down, don't we? Like, we need times to just slow it down and say, hey, wait a minute. Because what we really need, and the way that the courage comes in, it does. The courage just comes in when I'm worshiping. Like, I get it. I get the courage. I can then go out and I can run through a troop and do whatever it is that God has for me. And I just wanted to ask at the end here of my these moments right now, this part, my part of this, and just ask Nick Plunkett if he could come up and just, if he's here, and just give a short testimony about the time that we had in Ecuador just recently. We had 2 weeks with 14. I'll let him tell you. And I told him he was dressed just fine for this because he's working. And we're still working. And, we get tired. But then as we go, we worship and God gives us courage. All right.
So yeah, we just got back the 13th from a 2-week stay. We went to 4 cities, and I believe we had 15 people total, plus some others from other states and from other parts of Ecuador just travel around with us. And we started in Quito. They don't have a church at the moment, but they have beautiful believers there that want a church. So we stayed with them for a week. Then we went to Guayaquil, where there was a church, Pastor Alfredo Barriga Emmanuel. And we stayed with those believers. So we had, you know, the experience of, like, the blessing of being with the church. And then also, like, there's a new field. Like, it was both. And I think if I just want to simplify this, I can't be alone. I can't be alone. I love, like, what we experience as a team, whether it be in the church or on the mission field. We can't be alone. That's why we gather here. There's so many things that we learned on that trip because we weren't alone. You know, I remember moments when, you know, I didn't want to maybe evangelize that day. I was kind of just feeling slow. And then I would see another team member, and they were just joyfully talking to somebody. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try that. I'm going to get over what I'm feeling right now, and I want to try what that awesome believer is doing right there. And I would try it, and I never was disappointed. Never disappointed. I also get opportunities to serve if I'm not alone. If I'm by myself, I can be very prideful. But when we are there, there was ample opportunity to serve one another and to serve the people of Ecuador. You know, we can go out there and we can serve, and then we can evangelize the parks. Wow, that was like, I have vivid memories of in the Uber to the park, seeing David Castro just breaking out all the Spanish he possibly could break out to the driver, and I could see the driver, you know, I can't understand anything that's going on, but I could see the driver, and his eyes were lit up because he saw that there was something special that David was sharing with him. And it was a moment for me. You know, David had the opportunity to evangelize. I had the opportunity to just be encouraged. And then when we were in the park, I saw Justin Lynch. You know, he's playing basketball with some local people there. He might not be able to speak Spanish, but he can play basketball, and they'll listen to him after with a translator. That's great. That's what we experienced. It was 14 days of just every day we'd start with a devotional with Pastor Stan, and we'd learn the one another's of the New Testament. We'd learn it, like, fresh. It was great. And now we can learn it again here in Baltimore and where you're from, wherever church you're from that you came here. It's like that's our great opportunity in this call that we have, is to just be with the team and to grow in grace and to go out and to love people. So amen.
Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon.
Soy Pastor Arturo Costa de Lima, Perú.
I'm Pastor Arturo Costa from Lima, Peru.
Y les traigo los saludos cariñosos en el amor de Dios para todos ustedes, amados hermanos.
I bring from the brothers and sisters in Peru greetings to you all.
Y vamos a ir a algunas porciones de la Biblia y vamos a empezar en Segunda de Pedro, capítulo 1 y verso 3.
2 Peter 4, 3.
La palabra del Señor dice así. Como todo.
¿Qué verso?
Segunda de Pedro, capítulo 1, verso 3.
1:3. 2 Peter, thank you.
Como todas las cosas que pertenecen a la vida y a la piedad, nos han sido dadas por su divino poder, mediante el conocimiento de aquel que nos llamó por su gloria y excelencia.
Verse 3, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence.
Amado Padre, bendice estas palabras en el corazón de mis hermanos, para cobrar ánimo, coraje y fuerza que viene a través del poder de tu palabra. Te lo pido en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Yes, Lord. So we pray that you would bless this service, that you would give each one courage and power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Cuando hablamos de todas las cosas que pertenecen a la vida y a la piedad,
when we talk about all the things that pertain to life and godliness,
estamos hablando que Jesucristo es suficiente para todos los asuntos de nuestra vida y de la piedad.
We're saying that Jesus Christ is sufficient for all the things that pertain to life and godliness.
Y podemos reafirmar, Él es absoluta y totalmente suficiente.
And so we can reaffirm that He is absolutely sufficient.
Cuando hablamos de la creación,
when we speak of creation,
Él es el creador.
He's the creator.
Él creó todas las cosas.
He created all the things.
Las que están en los cielos,
everything in the heavens,
en la tierra,
on earth,
visibles,
visible,
invisibles,
invisible,
tronos, dominios, potestades,
thrones, dominions, powers.
Todo fue creado por Él.
Everything was created for,
mediante
by him,
Él y para Él.
By him and for him.
Entonces vemos que en la creación solamente estaba Jesucristo, el creador, suficiente para la creación.
So everything was created by Jesus Christ. He is sufficient for all things.
Pero ahora Él también sustenta la creación.
But he also sustains the creation.
Él gobierna el universo.
He is the governor of the universe.
Y lo sustenta con el poder de su palabra, dice la Biblia.
And he sustains it with the word of his power.
Porque en Él todas las cosas subsisten.
Because in him everything is sustained.
Hablamos de nuestra salvación.
We speak of our salvation.
Él es suficiente para nuestra grande salvación.
He's sufficient for our great salvation.
Cuando vamos a Hebreos capítulo 10,
in Hebrews 10
y verso 12,
in verse 12,
pero Cristo dice, pero Cristo.
It says in verse 12,
pero el que es suficiente.
But Christ, he is sufficient.
El todopoderoso.
El all powerful.
Habiendo hecho un sacrificio una vez y para siempre.
Having made one sacrifice forever.
Para el perdón de todos nuestros pecados.
For the forgiveness of all of our sins.
Nuestra salvación está en la obra consumada.
Our salvation is in the finished work.
Nuestra salvación está en el sacrificio. del cuerpo de Cristo que fue suficiente, totalmente suficiente.
Our salvation is in the finished work of Jesus Christ, and his sacrifice was sufficient.
Jesucristo es suficiente para nuestra glorificación.
Jesus Christ is sufficient for our glorification.
Romanos 8:30.
Romans 8:30.
Y vemos que él es suficiente para todo.
So we see that he is sufficient for all, for everything.
Pero es suficiente porque en Colosenses 1:19.
And so in Colossians 2:19.
Por cuanto agradó al Padre que en él habitase toda plenitud.
Because it pleased the Father that in him would dwell all fullness.
Toda plenitud.
All fullness.
Pero también Dios nos dice a nosotros.
But God also says
que de esa plenitud.
That fullness.
De esa suficiencia que tenemos en Cristo.
That sufficiency that we have in Christ.
Debemos tomar.
That we should take.
Y debemos tomar gracia.
And we should take, receive grace.
Sobre gracia.
Grace upon grace.
Sobre gracia.
Upon grace.
La gracia es una provisión permanente y eterna para todos nosotros.
The grace is eternal and sufficient for all of us forever. I think he said that.
Y... Y en nuestras vidas hay problemas.
And so in our lives there's trouble, problems.
Los matrimonios, las finanzas,
marriages,
enfermedades,
sicknesses,
etcétera. Y tú puedes estar atravesando una grande aflicción, una grande prueba.
You can be going through right now a great problem.
Y no sabes qué hacer.
And you don't know what to do.
Pero Dios te dice.
But God says
hoy,
to you,
en este
today,
momento,
in this moment,
toma gracia sobre
receive
gracia.
Grace upon grace.
Y mi gracia es suficiente para ti, dijo Jesucristo.
And Jesus Christ said, my grace is sufficient for you.
Y por eso que el apóstol Pablo,
the apostle Paul,
él dijo, yo no desecho la gracia de Dios.
And so he said, I don't refuse the grace of God. I don't frustrate the grace of God.
Y el apóstol Pablo tuvo muchos problemas.
And the apostle Paul had many problems.
Uno de los problemas es cuando fue a Roma. Su barco naufragó en alta mar.
And so one problem was he went to Rome and his ship sunk.
Y él dice que estuvieron en una gran tempestad.
He was in a great storm.
Golpeados por una gran tempestad en alta mar.
And so they were just beaten down by this storm.
Y él dice que no veían por muchos días ni el sol ni las estrellas.
So he said that for many days they didn't see the sun or the stars.
No habían comido por muchos días.
And they hadn't eaten for many days.
Y él dice, hemos perdido toda esperanza de salvarnos.
And so he said, we lost all hope of surviving.
En Hechos 27 lo puedes encontrar.
In Acts 27.
Pero luego,
but later,
la Biblia dice,
the Bible says,
que Jesucristo es nuestra esperanza.
That Jesus Christ is our hope.
1 Timoteo 1:1. Jesucristo es nuestra esperanza suficiente que nosotros necesitamos.
Jesus Christ is our sufficiency for all that we need.
Y después que él dijo que había perdido toda esperanza de salvarse,
but he said after losing all hope of surviving,
más adelante dice, tengan buen ánimo.
But he said, be encouraged.
Y esa palabra es para ti en este día y a esta hora.
And this word is for you today, this very hour.
Es la palabra de Dios que te dice, ten buen ánimo.
It's the word of God that says, be encouraged.
Y viene de un hombre que está en alta mar.
And so he was someone that was on the high seas.
Que no ha visto las... Que está en alta mar.
The high seas.
Que no ha visto las estrellas, que no ha visto el sol por muchos días.
He didn't see the stars or the sun for many days.
Y él dice que tengamos buen ánimo.
And he said, be encouraged.
Sí, él nos dice que tengamos buen ánimo.
Yes, he said that, be encouraged.
Porque él dice, el ángel del Señor estuvo anoche conmigo.
Because he said, the angel of the Lord was with me last night.
Y me ha dicho que ninguno de ustedes va a perecer.
And so he said to me, none of you is going to perish.
Y ahora también les dice a ustedes,
and so now I say to you,
tengan buen ánimo.
Be encouraged.
Porque el ángel del Señor Jesucristo es suficiente para nuestros problemas y nuestras pruebas.
Because Jesus Christ is sufficient for us and all of our problems.
Ninguno está en el problema de Pablo.
None of you have Paul's problem.
¿Y cómo es posible que un hombre en esas circunstancias nos diga tengan buen ánimo?
So how is it possible that a man in that situation would say be encouraged?
¿Saben por qué le dice eso? Porque él sabe en quién ha creído.
You know why? Because he knew in whom he had believed.
En Jesucristo, que es suficiente.
In Jesus Christ, he is sufficient.
Y esa suficiencia,
and that sufficiency,
es para nosotros.
Is for us.
La palabra dice que hay un misterio escondido.
The Bible says that there is a hidden mystery.
Un misterio escondido que el apóstol Pablo dice nos ha sido revelado.
That Paul said has been manifested, revealed to us.
Y ese misterio hoy lo vas a escuchar.
And that mystery today you're going to hear.
Y ese misterio que vas a recibir ahora.
And that mystery that you're going to receive
es
now.
Es para que tengas buen ánimo y coraje.
Is that you have good encouragement and courage.
Y no hay cosa más grande que el Señor nos da.
And there's nothing greater than what the Lord gives us.
¿Sabes cuál es esa esperanza? ¿Cuál es ese misterio escondido?
You know what that hope is and what that hidden mystery is?
Cristo en vosotros.
Christ in you.
Es la esperanza de gloria.
Is the hope
Cristo
of
en vosotros.
Glory.
Cristo en cada uno de ustedes.
In every one of you.
La esperanza de gloria.
The hope
la suficiencia
glory.
En cada uno de nosotros.
The sufficiency in every one of us.
Y luego Pablo dice,
and after Paul said,
tengo que ir a Roma porque Dios lo envió a Roma.
What was that?
Pablo dice, tengo que llegar a Roma.
Oh, Paul said, I have to get to Rome.
Porque el Señor me ha dicho.
Because the Lord told me.
Entonces, él creyó. Él creyó.
He believed.
Y él quiere también que nosotros tengamos confianza en él.
So he wants that we believe and have trust in him.
En lo que él ha dicho.
In what he has told us.
¿Y sabes qué nos dice Dios? Juan 10:28.
You know what God tells us?
Yo les doy vida eterna.
I give you eternal life.
Y no perecerán jamás.
And you will never perish.
¿Lo crees?
You believe it?
Sí, porque el Señor
yes,
me ha dicho.
Because the Lord said it.
Están en mis manos.
We are in his hands.
Y nadie me las va a arrebatar de mis manos.
And no one can snatch you out of his hand.
Y están en las manos de mi Padre.
You're in the hands of my Father.
Y eso es suficiente para nosotros.
And that's sufficient for
para
us.
Para tener ánimo. Para tener coraje.
To be encouraged and have encouragement.
Y para terminar.
And so finishing.
Dios ha dicho.
God said.
Y será como Él ha dicho.
It will be as he said.
Y va a ser como Él ha dicho.
It will be as he said.
Nunca te dejaré y nunca te desampararé.
I will never leave you. I will never forsake you.
Y la gloria sea para Jesús de Nazaret que vive y reina por los siglos. Amén. Que
and
Dios les bendiga
Jesus of
a
Nazareth
todos ustedes.
Who will reign forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. Beautiful. I had the idea, if you are pastoring presently in Latin America, just come on up on stage here. We just want to see you and think about Latin America a little bit. We have Colombia, we have Mexico. Mike Stevens is in Costa Rica. You know, just come on up just so we can see you and pray for you. And then I also thought if you've ever done mission work in Latin America, just come up on stage. I know Glenn Sautel, Pastor Glenn Sautel has done it. And if you want, come on up. Okay, Pat. Yeah, just, Cliff Vincent, Brazil. Okay, the Ernest lived down there for a while. And wasn't Pastor Arturo's message amazing? Huh? And Pastor Stan's message? Yeah. So this is what, you know, this is what I'm thinking. We have one more speaker is Pastor Christian Diaz. So through the years, like people have gone to the mission field in Latin America, and I just feel that with our prayers and in the future, we just want to just have a cry out and just say, you know, missionaries come from Europe, come from here, Let's reach in this next decade like Latin America. Amen. What do you think? Okay, so you want to give your name and then which country?
Glenn Sautel, Ecuador, after Pastor Hadley.
Well, Pastor Julian Matthew, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and Haiti. Pastor Anous should be up here for Haiti, yes.
Oh, yeah, Pastor Anous. Yeah, come on up. Pastor Anous is here.
Karen Collins.
Pastor Stan.
Pastor Arturo, Peru.
Pastor Hadley, Ecuador.
Yeah, Pastor Brent, my wife Lucy, we're in Medellin, Colombia. Yeah. Amen. If he's going to hold it here, hey, I want to invite everybody to come down, man. Come on, let's go. You know, get out of the heat and get out of the cold. Bring it on. Thank you.
Pastor Cristian Diaz de Chile.
Pastor Moon in Mexico City.
But we also have Cancun if you want to come.
Well, Pastor Glenn and my wife Patty, we were in Honduras. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Andrew Stringer in Colombia with my wife Joanna and my three kids.
I wasn't sure if I should come up here because you said if you've ever, so it wasn't with Greater Grace, but I was in Lima, Peru for missions. Yeah.
Marcia Vincent, Brazil.
And Cliff Vincent, Brazil. Oh, yes. Come to Brazil.
Pastor Anous from Haiti and Dominican Republic.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, let's just have a prayer right now just to think about. Father, put it on our hearts and lead us. And we just thank you for this part of the world. Precious, precious people that need healthy churches and ministry. Thank you for every effort on all the islands. There's been Belize, Tobago, Trinidad, Venezuela. We pray for Adam Nathanson and Diane, who work in Venezuela, Guyana, and other places, Lord, in this part of the world. Give us a church in Panama City, Lord. Lead us regarding other countries, Nicaragua, Paraguay, Bolivia, your work in Uruguay, every part, everywhere in the world, in your leading and guidance. Build up these teams. Bless this work. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Antes de que vengas, tengo uno más. Okay, and I want to actually, before we have Pastor Christian share the final message with us this morning here or this afternoon, I'd like to have Emmanuel Barriga come up and just maybe you could give us a short testimony about what Bible College has meant to you, both there and here, and how you believe that will, like, impact the future ministry that you will have.
Hey, hello. For one who don't know me, Emmanuel Barriga from Ecuador. Bible College for me it means a lot. I started Bible College in Guayaquil in 2007, maybe, with Pastor Mike Stevens, and it started a new life for me. And then 2013, I remember going to Lima, Peru for a convention, and I was really moved for the love of God. And I wanted to experiment, to feel it more and more. So I decided to move to Lima, Peru. I quit my job. I left my family, my friends, everything. It doesn't matter for me. So I just went. And those 3 years, I mean, I thought I had money, enough money to support myself for 1 year, but it wasted in 1 month. So it was a new way to experiment the faithfulness of God. So that's something I learned in Bible college. And I had really, really, really good teachers all the time, all those years. And then coming here to Baltimore, it was a dream for me since I was a kid. I always seen like missionaries from Ecuador all the time that came there. So it was for me something that I wanted to be in here. So I am here right now, and I see that God has been faithful all this time, all those years. I mean, he has given me all things that I needed, that I was like trying to solve myself, but I couldn't. And there is a verse that says in Isaiah 30, 21, says, "This is the way, so you need to walk in it." And I mean, there is no other way. Jesus says, "I am the only way." There is no other way. So if you want to know about God, you need to come to the church. But if you want to learn and you want to know how to think with God every day of your life, you need to go to Bible college. And if you want to experiment those things that you learn on the classrooms, you need to come to the church again so you can apply them and you can feel it and you can express it to, I mean, all of you, every one of us, so we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. We can be, we can sense the love. I am so glad that I have a really good roommates in the dorms. And we have spent a lot of time talking all the time. Jonathan, Tommy, Erhan in Turkey right now. And it's so great. I mean, if you can come to Bible college, don't hesitate. Just come here and learn more and more about God. Amen.
Buenas tardes a todos.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Quiero invitarlos para que consideremos dos versículos esta tarde.
I want to invite you to consider two verses this afternoon.
Primero está en Deuteronomio, capítulo 32.
The first one is in Deuteronomy, chapter 32.
Verso 7.
Verse 7. Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations.
El otro versículo está en 2 Timoteo, capítulo 2, verso 1.
And the second verse is in 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 1. And it says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus."
Normalmente, cuando nosotros estamos leyendo la Biblia,
normally when we read the Bible,
y la seguimos continuamente,
and we follow it through,
cuando llegamos a las porciones de las genealogías,
when we get to the portion of the genealogies,
las saltamos,
we jump over it,
porque son aburridas,
because they are boring.
No tiene mucho sentido leer nombre tras nombre.
It doesn't make any sense to read name after name.
Nombre tras nombre y a veces difícil de pronunciar.
Name after name and often very difficult to pronounce.
Pero aquí en Deuteronomio 32,
but in Deuteronomy 32,
es una invitación.
It's an invitation.
Es una demanda.
It's a demand.
Es una obligación para cada uno de nosotros.
It is an obligation for each one of us.
Para considerar la genealogía.
To consider the genealogies.
Tenemos un mandato para apreciar las genealogías.
We have a mandate to appreciate the generations.
¿Qué sentido tiene leer, estudiar nombres, nombres, nombres?
What sense does it make to study name after name after name?
Está en la Biblia.
It is in the Bible.
Toda la escritura es inspirada por Dios.
All scripture is inspired by God.
Esos nombres no están ahí por rellenar.
Those names are not there just to fill in the gaps.
Están ahí porque tienen algo que decirnos.
They are there because they have something to say to us.
En el hebreo la palabra Shem.
In Hebrew the word Shem.
Y el griego la palabra Onoma.
And in Greek the word Onoma.
Que se traduce nombre.
That is translated to name.
Quiere decir carácter y naturaleza.
Means character and nature.
Es mucho más que un sustantivo.
It is much more than just a noun.
Es un adjetivo.
It is an adjective.
El adjetivo tiene algo que decir de la persona.
Adjective has something to say about the person.
Entonces, cuando estudiamos las genealogías,
so when we study the genealogies,
es la vida de una persona.
Is the life of the person.
Es lo que esta persona hizo.
Is what this person did.
Es la vida de alguien.
Is the life of someone.
Condensada.
Condensed.
En un nombre.
In a name.
Cada nombre tiene algo que decirnos.
Each name has something to say to us.
Porque cada nombre.
Because each name.
Es un carácter.
Is a character.
Es una vida.
Is a life.
Errores.
Errors.
Victorias.
Victories.
Derrotas.
Defeats.
Cada nombre escrito ahí.
Each name written there.
Es una condensación de una vida.
Is a condensation, a condensed view of a life.
Un nombre es la vida de una persona.
The name is the life of this person.
Cuando nosotros comenzamos la lectura en Génesis capítulo 3 verso 15.
When we read in Genesis 3:15.
Ustedes recuerdan la maldición, Adán y Eva pecaron.
You remember that the curse Adam and Eve had sinned.
El Señor vino y habló con ellos.
The Lord came and spoke to them.
Y les dio una promesa.
And he gave them a promise.
Que la simiente de la mujer.
He said that the seed of woman.
Iba a aplastar en la cabeza a la serpiente.
Would crush the serpent's head.
Entonces desde aquí de Génesis capítulo 3 verso 15.
And from then on from Genesis 3:15.
Y por toda la Biblia.
And throughout the Bible.
Toda la Biblia.
All the Bible.
Tenemos dos linajes.
We have two lineages.
Dos genealogías.
Two bloodlines.
Dos simientes.
Two seeds.
La simiente de la serpiente.
The seed of the serpent.
Y la simiente de la mujer.
And the seed of woman.
Gálatas capítulo 4 verso 4.
Galatians 4:4.
Pablo dice que en el cumplimiento del tiempo.
Paul says that in the fullness of time,
Dios envió a su hijo,
God sent forth his son,
nacido,
born,
escucha esto,
listen to this,
de mujer,
born of a woman.
Jesucristo nació de mujer.
Jesus Christ was born of a woman.
Él nació como un hombre.
He was born as a man.
Entró a este mundo como todo hombre entra a este mundo.
He entered this world like every man enters this world. Why?
¿Por qué?
Why?
¿Por qué Dios no mandó un ángel para morir por nosotros?
Why didn't God send an angel to die for us?
¿O un arcángel?
Or an archangel.
¿Por qué no?
Why not?
¿Por qué tuvo que ser un hombre?
Why did it have to be a man?
Porque el problema del pecado fue producto de un hombre.
Because the problem of sin was through man.
Y la solución del pecado tiene que ser otro hombre.
And the solution to sin has to be another man.
Él es la simiente de la mujer.
He is the seed of woman.
Y la Biblia.
And the Bible.
Registra toda la Biblia.
Registers all the Bible.
Estas dos genealogías.
These two genealogies are registered.
Linaje de la serpiente.
The lineage of the serpent.
O linaje de la mujer.
Or the lineage of woman.
Acompáñame ahora a Génesis capítulo 4.
Come with me now to Genesis chapter 4.
Vamos a leer algo muy entretenido.
We are going to read something very entertaining.
Una genealogía.
A genealogy.
Génesis capítulo 4, verso 16 en adelante.
Genesis 4 and verse 16 and on.
No lo vamos a leer completamente, pero yo voy a ir.
We are not going to read it through, but
narrando
I am,
algunos versículos.
But I am going to be narrating some of the verses.
El verso 16 dice que finalmente Caín salió de delante de Jehová.
In verse 16 says, then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord.
Piensa en esto. Caín salió de la presencia del Señor.
Think about this. Cain went out from the presence of the
Salió.
Lord. He went out.
No quiero nada con Dios.
He said, I want nothing to do with God.
Y de ahí en adelante,
and from then on,
él es el representante de la simiente de la serpiente.
He is the representative of the seed of the serpent.
Él inicia una dinastía.
He initiates a dynasty, él a bloodline.
Inicia una genealogía.
He starts a genealogy.
De malhechores, pecadores.
Of evildoers.
El pecado está en su corazón.
Sin is in his heart.
Y dice que él huyó a la tierra de Nod.
And it says that he went to the land of Nod.
La tierra de Nod.
The land of Nod.
Nod quiere decir errante.
Nod means vagrant.
Errante.
Wanderer.
Y esto representa la humanidad sin Dios. Es una humanidad errante.
And this represents humanity without God. It's a vagrant humanity.
Errática.
Erratic.
La palabra planao quiere decir errante. Satanás es el gran errante.
Satan is the great vagrant, primera, the great wanderer.
Primera Pedro 5:8.
First Peter 5:8.
Satanás anda buscando alrededor.
Satan is seeking.
Él es el errante.
He is a wanderer.
Y Caín llegó a la ciudad de Nod, que quiere decir errante.
And Cain went out and went into the land of Nod, which means vagrant.
Verso 17 dice que él conoció a su mujer y nació un hijo y le llamó Enoch.
And in verse 17 it says that Cain met his wife,
el nombre
knew his wife, and she conceived bore a son named Enoch.
El nombre Enoch quiere decir dedicado.
The name Enoch means dedicated.
Determinado.
Determined.
Eso indica.
This indicates
que ellos estaban determinados.
That they were determined
a construir
to build
una civilización,
a civilization,
una cultura,
a culture,
sin Dios,
without God,
sin Dios,
without God.
No queremos a Dios.
We don't want God.
Verso 18.
Verse 18.
Enoch.
Enoch.
Y aquí viene la parte entretenida.
And this is the entertaining part.
Le nació un hijo que se llamó Irad.
To Enoch was born Irad.
Cuando leemos eso y no entendemos, es solo un nombre.
When we read this and we don't understand, to us it's just a name.
¿Pero por qué él tiene este nombre?
But why does he have this name?
Detrás de cada nombre hay carácter
behind
y naturaleza.
Each name there's a character and nature.
Hay una vida detrás de cada nombre.
There is a life behind each name.
El nombre Irad quiere decir jactancioso, fanfarrón.
The word Irad means boastful.
No necesitamos a Dios.
We don't need God.
No queremos a Dios.
We don't want God.
Él tiene un hijo, Irad.
Irad has a son.
El nombre de su hijo es Mehujael.
And his name is Mehujael.
¿Qué significa ese nombre?
What is the meaning of that name?
El nombre Mehujael.
The name Mehujael.
Quiere decir.
Means.
El que borra a Dios.
He who erases God.
Porque Caín quiere construir una civilización sin Dios.
Because Cain wants to build a civilization without God.
Un mundo sin Dios.
A world without God.
Una cultura sin Dios.
A culture without God.
Valores sin Dios.
Values without God.
Y ahora su descendencia dice, borramos a Dios.
And now his lineage says, we erase God.
Dios no existe.
God doesn't exist.
Friedrich Nietzsche.
Frederick Nietzsche,
Jean-Paul Sartre,
Jean-Paul Sartre,
Bertrand Russell.
Bertrand Russell.
¿Tú sabes que Bertrand Russell escribió un libro?
You know Bertrand Russell wrote a book.
Las razones por las que yo no soy cristiano.
The reasons why I am not a Christian.
Bertrand Russell.
Bertrand Russell.
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking.
Richard Dawkins.
Richard Dawkins.
Dios no existe. Dios no es
God
real. Es una
exist.
Fantasía.
God is not real. It's a fantasy.
Mehujael.
Mehujael.
El que borra a Dios.
He who erases God.
Mehujael tiene un hijo.
Mehujael has a son.
Se llama Metusael.
His name is Methushael.
¿Qué significa Metusael?
What is the meaning of Methushael?
Recuerde que estamos estudiando la dinastía de la serpiente.
Remember, we're studying the dynasty of the serpent.
Esta dinastía que es iniciada por Caín.
This lineage that is started by Cain.
El nombre Metusael,
the name Methushael,
escucha,
listen,
significa hombre del Seol.
Means man of Sheol.
Hombre de muerte.
Man of death.
Hombre del lugar de los muertos.
Man of the place of the death.
¿Qué habrá hecho este hombre para recibir este título?
What could this man have done to receive this title?
Todo lo que él hizo.
Everything that he did.
Imagina toda su vida.
Imagine all of his life.
Descrita en un solo nombre.
Described in just one name.
Un nombre.
One name.
Carácter y naturaleza.
Character and nature.
Hombre del Seol.
Man of Sheol.
Hombre de muerte.
Man of death.
Metusael tiene un hijo.
Methuselah has a son.
Lamech.
Lamech.
Estamos en el verso 18.
We are in verse 18.
Y Lamech significa.
And Lamech means.
Fuerte.
Strong.
Arrogante.
Arrogant.
Él es su propia fuerza.
He is his own strength.
Este hombre abunda en actos de maldad.
This man abounds in evil doing.
En el verso 19,
in verse 19,
nos dice que él toma para sí dos mujeres.
It says that he takes to himself, for himself, two wives.
Dos mujeres.
He takes two wives.
Es el primer bigamo de la historia.
He is the first bigamist of history.
Su vida fue para destruir la pureza del matrimonio.
His life was to destroy the purity of marriage.
Hebreos 13:4.
Hebrews 13:4.
Él destruye la pureza del matrimonio.
He destroys the purity of marriage.
Destruye la pureza de la familia.
He destroys the purity of family.
El nombre de su primera mujer es Ada.
And the name of his first wife is Ada.
El nombre Ada quiere decir adornada.
The name Ada or Ada is adorned.
Belleza externa.
External beauty.
Seguramente ella era hermosa y era atractiva y era seductora.
She must have been beautiful and seductive.
El nombre de su segunda esposa es Zila.
The name of his second wife is Zila.
Su nombre significa tinieblas.
Her name means darkness.
Imagínate el nombre de su esposa, tinieblas.
Imagine the name of his wife being darkness.
Honey, you are tinieblas.
Honey, you are darkness.
Amo tus tinieblas.
I love your darkness.
Pero también el nombre Zila quiere decir tintineo.
But also the name Zila means tinkling.
¿Qué? Su nombre, su carácter, naturaleza es tintineo.
Her name, her nature is tinkling.
Tal vez porque ella era una mujer.
Perhaps because she was a woman.
No sé si decirlo o no decirlo.
I don't know if I should say it or not.
Bueno, mañana salgo a Chile, así que.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to Chile, so.
Si alguien no está de acuerdo conmigo, voy a estar un día más nomás.
If somebody doesn't agree with me, I'll just be here for one more day.
El nombre Zila no solo quiere decir tinieblas.
Zila does not only mean darkness.
Sino tintineo.
But also tinkling.
Es una campana que suena, que suena, que suena, que suena.
It's like a bell that rings and tinkles and rings and tinkles.
Lamech, ¿sacaste la basura?
Lamech, did you take out the garbage?
Lamech, ¿limpiaste el baño?
Lamech, did you clean the bathroom?
Lamech, ¿compraste el neumático del auto?
Lamech, did you buy a new tire for the car?
Tintineo, tintineo,
tinkling,
tintineo.
Tinkling, tinkling.
Pero también no es solamente en el sentido de queja, sino tal vez también en el sentido de ánimo.
But maybe it's not just in the referring to complaining, but also in encouraging.
Lamech era un hombre malo.
Lamech was an evil man.
Él se jacta de haber asesinado a alguien en el verso 23.
He makes boast of having killed someone on verse
23. Y tal vez.
And perhaps.
Zila dice, okay, qué bueno.
Perhaps Zila said, wow,
eres
that was
grande.
Great. You are amazing.
Eres un asesino.
You are a murderer.
Wow, maravilloso.
Wow, this is wonderful.
Zila. Lamech y Zila tienen
Lamech and Zila
dos hijos.
Have two children.
Perdón, Ada. Lamech y Ada.
Sorry, first. Lamech and Ada.
Su primer hijo se llamó Jabal.
Their first son was born, was named Jabal.
Jabal, en el verso 20.
Jabal, in verse 20.
El nombre Jabal quiere decir líder.
Jabal means a leader.
Y él fue un hombre encargado de las tiendas y el ganado.
He was a man in charge of
animales.
Tents and tending animals.
Esto es provisión sin Dios.
This means that he has a provision without God.
El segundo hijo es Jubal.
The second son is Jubal.
Jubal quiere decir sonido, música.
Jubal means sound, music.
Es alabanza.
It's praise.
Pero para no, no nuestro Dios.
But not unto our God.
Música.
Music.
Sin Dios.
Without God.
Esto es gozo sin Dios.
This means joy without God.
Lamech tiene dos hijos también con Sila.
Lamech also has two children with Zila.
El primero es, se llama Tubal Caín.
The first one is named Tubal Caín.
El nombre Tubal Caín quiere decir Caín.
The name Tubal Caín means Cain.
Es multiplicado.
It's multiplied.
Es como la reencarnación de Caín.
It's like the reincarnation of Cain.
De este hombre perverso.
From this evil,
de este hombre
perverse
malo.
Man.
Aquí está. Él es multiplicado.
Now he is multiplied.
Este hombre se dedicó a las herramientas, a acero, a las armas.
This man dedicated himself to making weapons and iron work.
Esto es protección sin Dios.
This means protection without God.
Y tienen, Lamech y Zila tienen una mujer, una hija.
And Lamech and Zila have a daughter.
Naama.
Naama.
Bella.
Beautiful.
Placentera.
Pleasurable.
Es una mujer conocedora de las artes de la seducción.
She's a woman that knows the
seducción.
Seduction.
Es una mujer seductora.
She knows the arts of seduction.
Esto es intimidad.
This is intimacy.
Sin Dios.
A godless intimacy.
Provisión sin Dios.
Provision without God.
Música sin Dios.
Music without God.
Protección sin Dios.
Protection without God.
Intimidad sin Dios.
Intimacy without God.
Esta es la dinastía de Caín.
This is the legacy of Cain.
Esta es la dinastía de la serpiente. Así comienza la serpiente.
This is the lineage of the serpent. This is how the serpent starts.
Esta es la civilización sin Dios. This una is, cultura sin Dios.
This is the civilization, a culture without God.
Una dinastía sin Dios.
No queremos a Dios. A bloodline without God. We do not want God.
Verso 25.
In verse 25.
Vamos a leer ahora.
We are now going to read.
La genealogía, el linaje de la mujer.
The genealogy, the bloodline of woman.
Recuerde que Abel fue asesinado.
Remember that Abel was murdered.
Adán y Eva tienen otro hijo.
Adam and Eve conceive another son.
Su nombre es Seth.
And his name is Seth.
¿Qué quiere decir sustituto?
Which means a substitute.
Es un reemplazo.
He's a replacement.
Es el reemplazo de su hermano muerto.
He is a replacement for his brother who is dead.
Él ahora va a ocupar este linaje de la mujer.
Now he's going to take the place to continue the lineage of woman.
Él va a iniciar ahora el linaje de la mujer.
He is going to now start the lineage of woman.
Y dice el verso 26.
And it says on verse 26.
Seth tiene ahora un hijo.
Seth now has a son.
Y llamó su nombre.
And his name.
Escucha esto.
Was called. Listen to this.
El nombre de su hijo es Enos.
The name of his son is Enosh.
Enos.
Enosh.
Después que Enos nace.
After Enosh is born.
En mi versión, en la Reina Valera.
In my version in Spanish, the Reina Valera.
Después que nació Enos.
After Enos was born.
La Biblia dice, entonces.
The Bible says, then.
Entonces.
Then.
Después que nació Enos.
After Enos was born.
Entonces.
Then.
Esta palabra es importante.
This is an important word.
El nombre Enos significa, escucha esto.
The name Enos means, listen to this.
Significa frágil.
Means fragile.
Enfermo.
Sick.
Débil.
Weak.
La simiente de la serpiente.
The seed of the serpent.
Fuerte.
Is strong.
Arrogante.
Arrogant.
Fanfarrón.
Boastful.
Poderoso.
Powerful.
La simiente de la mujer.
The seed of woman.
Débil.
Weak.
Frágil.
Fragile.
Enfermo.
Sick.
Cuando los hombres entendieron esto.
When men understood this.
Nació Enos.
Enosh was born.
Tenemos a Enosh.
We have Enosh.
Pero es enfermo.
But he's sick.
Es frágil.
He's fragile.
Es débil.
He's weak.
Es carente.
He's
no es poderoso.
He's not powerful.
Oh, queríamos a alguien poderoso.
We wanted someone powerful.
Nació alguien débil.
And someone weak was
frágil.
Born. Fragile.
Alguien que nos pueda rescatar.
Someone who can rescue us.
Oh, esperábamos a Spider-Man.
Oh, we're waiting for a Spider-Man.
Or Batman.
Or Batman.
Capitán América.
Captain America, maybe.
¿A quién tenemos?
But who do we have?
Un hombre débil.
We have a weak man.
Frágil.
Fragile.
Enfermo.
Sick.
Incapaz.
Incapable.
La simiente de la mujer.
The seed of woman.
Es completamente diferente.
Is completely different.
A la simiente de la serpiente.
From the seed of the serpent.
Completamente diferente.
Completely different.
Cuando este hombre nació.
When this man was born.
Hijo de Seth, hijo de Adán.
Son of Seth, son of Adam.
Él iba a continuar la genealogía de la mujer, pero was, nació frágil y débil y quebrantado y enfermo.
He was going to continue the lineage of woman, but he was born sick, weak.
Y cuando los hombres entendieron esto,
and when men understood this,
entonces,
then,
entonces,
then,
soy frágil,
I am fragile,
soy enfermo,
I am sick.
Entonces,
then,
¿cuántos de aquí son frágiles?
How many of here are fragile?
¿Cuántos luchan con cosas en su vida?
How many of us are struggling with things in our lives?
¿Cuántos dicen, oh, no puedo, Dios, no puedo,
How
Dios?
How many say, I can't, God, I can't.
No puedo ser obediente.
I can't be obedient.
No puedo.
I can't.
Tengo carencias.
I'm lacking.
Como un día dijo Pastor Chibeli.
Like Pastor Chibeli said one day.
No puedo enseñar, no puedo enseñar, no puedo enseñar.
I can't teach.
Soy débil.
I am weak.
No puedo ir a las misiones, soy débil.
I can't go to missions, I'm weak.
Soy débil.
I am weak.
¿Cuántos de nosotros somos débiles?
How many of us are weak?
Martín Lutero dijo.
Martin Luther said.
Le he dicho a Dios.
I have said to God.
Le he prometido a Dios.
I have promised to God.
Mil veces.
1,000 times.
Voy a ser obediente.
I will be obedient.
Voy a obedecerte, Señor.
I will obey you, Lord.
Y las mil veces fracasé.
And the 1,000 times I failed.
Soy débil.
I am weak.
Soy débil.
I am weak.
La simiente de la mujer es debilidad.
The seed of woman is weakness.
Carencia.
Lacking.
Porque por nosotros mismos no podemos.
Because we cannot do it of our own.
Cuando los hombres se dieron cuenta de su necesidad y carencia.
When men realized their lacking and
ellos comenzaron a invocar el nombre de Dios.
They started calling unto the name of the Lord.
Señor, soy débil.
God, I am weak.
Pero tú eres mi fuerza y fortaleza.
But you are my strength.
Señor, soy vivo, vivo. Yo soy un hombre caído.
I am alive, but I'm a fallen man.
Tú eres mi perdón.
You are my forgiveness.
Yo no soy justo.
I am not righteous.
Pero tú eres mi justicia.
But you are my righteousness.
No soy santo.
I am not holy.
Pero tú eres mi santidad.
But you are my holiness.
Señor, yo no tengo fuerza.
Lord, I do not have
pero
any strength.
Pero tú eres mi fortaleza.
But you are my strength.
Cuando los hombres vieron su debilidad.
When men saw their weakness.
Entonces comenzaron a invocar el nombre del Señor.
Then they began to call upon the name of
oh,
the Lord.
Oh, Señor Jesús, ven sobre mi vida.
Oh, Lord Jesus, come upon my life.
Oh, Señor Jesús, ven sobre mi matrimonio.
Come over my marriage.
Oh, Señor Jesús, ayúdame con mis hijos.
Lord Jesus, help me with
oh,
my
Señor
children.
Oh, Señor Jesús, ayúdame en las misiones.
Lord Jesus, help
oh,
me in
Señor
the mission.
Oh, Señor Jesús, salva mi alma porque yo soy un pecador perdido.
Lord Jesus, save my soul because I am a lost man.
Cuando los hombres vieron su debilidad,
when men saw their weakness,
entonces comenzaron a invocar el nombre del Señor.
Then they began to call upon the name of the Lord.
Dios es
God is
todo lo que yo no soy.
All that I am not.
¿Sí?
Yes.
No tenemos fuerza propia.
We do not have strength of our own.
No podemos salvarnos a nosotros mismos.
We cannot save ourselves.
Él es el gran salvador.
He is the great savior.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén.
Amen.